Hey, Mr. Doucette, can I borrow your phone? It's important.
Sure, Roshan, but what happened to yours? And where's Carrie?
Well, that's the thing. My battery is dead, and Mr. Ames is at the top of the pole over there, and I don't know if he's got reception. I need to call Mr. Bros. His dog ran into the field and won't let Mr. Ames down.
You're kidding.
I wish I was. He's totally stuck up there and kind of mad. Those dogs are always running loose.
Is he okay?
Yeah, he's fine. I mean, furious, but fine.
Actually, Roshan, I don't think you need to call Mr. Bros at all. I think that's him there coming across the field.
He doesn't look too happy.
I'm not surprised.
It's always something with Mr. Bros, isn't it?
He means well. Maybe you should go get Claire. She's just there in the office.
Sure thing, Mr. Doucette.
Roshan, you know you can call me Gilles, right? We're both adults. You're not my student anymore.
Sure. I mean, I get it. I do. But the thing is, it's hard. My mom taught me that you have to respect your elders. Not that you're old or elderly or anything, but you know what I mean. I respect you, because you were my teacher, and that means something to me. Maybe it's a cultural thing.
Say no more. I totally get where you're coming from. In my community, we have elders. We're taught to honor them our whole lives. I can't imagine calling one of my elders by their first name. Maybe it's a cultural thing.
That's funny. I mean, thanks for understanding. How about I call you Mr. D, for now, until I get more comfortable with the whole Gilles thing.
Yeah, works for me. In the meantime, I would run if I were you. This is not going to be a fun conversation.
No kidding. Thanks, Mr. D. I'm out of here.
Mrs. Turner! Mrs. Turner! What is the meaning of this? Where is that horrible city woman? Get her out here right now, young man.
Now, Mr. Bros, just hang on a second here.
Ivan? I could hear you from inside. What's going on?
Perfect timing, Claire. Mr. Bros here seems a little upset.
Upset? I'm furious. What are you doing to my field?
Your field? That field is a part of my campground.
The field is being mowed to prepare for the construction of the stage. You know, for the folk festival.
You can't cut it. You'll kill my bees.
I don't understand. Can you calm down a minute and explain what's going on?
My bees. I have a bee colony, you know. Oksana has brought you the honey before. I come from a long line of beekeepers. We have the biggest bee colony in this part of Alberta. Thousands of them. And your man Jilly here is going to cut down their biggest source of food.
Actually, it's Gilles.
What are you saying? Speak up.
Never mind.
The field. The flowers.
Yes, the flowers. You people don't think, oh, what will this mean for my neighbors? All these modernizations, changes, inconveniences. We didn't ask for you to change things, and now you want to kill my bees.
No, Mr. Bros, nobody wants to kill your bees.
And speaking of inconveniences, how about we talk about your dogs for a moment?
I beg your pardon? My dogs?
Yes, your dogs. I just got off the phone with Carrie Ames, who has been stuck up a pole for the last half hour because your dogs trapped him there. He can't do his job because your dogs are chasing him around the campground. Can't you keep them on a leash?
Madam, they are farm dogs. They work. They do not sit at home on a leash.
Call off your dogs.
Call off your festival.
Okay, everybody. Maybe we should calm down. Mr. Bros, why don't I talk to our workers about the stage? If it isn't too much trouble, could you send me some information about bees and what the honey process is? Maybe we can leave the field until after the flowers are done flowering?
Very well, Jilly. But between the poles and this folk festival, this is not the end of this. Good day to you both.
No, it isn't. Ugh, that man. I can't do anything right. It's my right to cut the grass in my own fields, and his dogs can't just run wild. I'm sure there's a bylaw about that. Maybe I should call the county office and make a complaint.
I know you're upset, but you might not want to take that line of attack. Ivan and the rest of your neighbors are good people. You know, folksy. A formal complaint will just alienate them. You want to fit in here, don't you?
Oh, Gilles. So what do you suggest?
Well, city girl, we small-town folk aren't from different planets, you know. It might be a good idea just to listen to them.